call the meeting of the Senate Community and Regional Affairs Committee to order. Let the record reflect that it is 15:31 on Tuesday, February 12th, 2013. We're in the Butcherovich Room 205. Let the record show we have quorum to do business. Present are Senator Geisel, Vice Chair, Senator Bishop, and myself, Chairman Michicki. I'd also like to note the presence of several people in the gallery here and recognize our committee staff, Christopher Dickrell from Senate Records and Stephanie Gavin from LAO. Thank you very much for your service, guys. I'd like to also remind everyone to please shut off your cell phones. I hope I've done the same. Purpose of our meeting today is second hearing on Senate Bill 32, sponsored by Senator McGuire, on the Chickaminnick Lake hydroelectric site. And I want to remind folks that public testimony was left open. We will take public testimony as we move through the process here today. And Brett Huber is here on behalf of Senator McGuire. Brett, please join us. Introduce yourself for the record.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Brett Huber, Chief of Staff for Senator McGuire, prime sponsor of Senate Bill 32. Although the senator can't be with us today, she did want me to extend her thanks to you for taking the bill back up so quickly.
Well, thank you for that. I also want to note that I believe Mr. Ellis from DNR is online if there are questions on any amendment or the fiscal note. And let the record show that at 15:35, Senator Egan joined us as well.
I apologize, Mr. Chair.
Oh, that's okay. That'll happen. Do we have any amendments?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Bishop.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move amendment number one.
Thank you. Do you defer to Mr.
I'd like to defer to the gentleman at the table to walk us through the changes.
Thank you, Mr. Huber.
Thank you, Senator. Mr. Chairman. The amendment you have before you is the amendment I referenced during the initial bill hearing last Friday. This amendment was prepared in consultation with the Department of Natural Resources Division of Parks and drafted by Ledge Legal at our request. The effect of the amendment is to make it clear that the activity authorized by this act is limited to the performance of a feasibility study for the development and operation of a hydroelectric site at Chickaminnick Lake. Instead of adding Chickaminnick Lake to the list in 4127-167C, as in the original bill, the amendment deletes Section 1 and replaces it with a new Section 1, creating a subsection E under 4121-167. This subsection states, performance of a feasibility study for the development and operation of a hydroelectric site at Chickaminnick Lake is not considered an impact-compatible use. In addition, Mr. Chairman, this amendment adds a Section 2 to the bill, which provides transitional language, the effect of which is in 1, require the amendment of the park management plan to conform to the new subsection, and in Section 2, it disallows enforcement of the current plan as it applies to the new provision. I should also note that the amendment makes conforming changes to the title of the bill. Mr. Chairman, this amendment is consistent with our intent in offering the original bill, which was allowing the study New Vista is conducting to continue. As I testified last hearing, Senator McGuire is supportive of providing energy alternatives across the state and for each region to have the ability to assess and make their decisions. After hearing the testimony last week, Mr. Chairman, we're happy to have had the chance to work with the department and, Mr. Chairman, your office to craft this language to further clarify that intent. Thank you for working with us on this amendment and for the opportunity to speak to the amendment, Mr. Chairman. Should you have additional questions, I'd be happy to address them, or I believe Ben Ellis, Director of Division of Parks, is on teleconference.
Thank you, Mr. Huber. Questions from committee members? I'll ask a couple just to clarify from the low. Okay.
Just thank you, Mr. Chair. With this amendment, though, the fiscal note hasn't changed, correct?
That's correct. I believe there's a $20,000 fiscal right. note attached to the bill.
Okay.
And I just wanted to clarify part of the concern from folks, either residents in the area or around the park, worried that the earlier bill was too broad.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, the testimony that we heard and when we reviewed the bill, we were adding a lake to the list of lakes already authorized under the not incompatible use section. But after hearing the testimony and working with your office, we thought it wise to do what we intended in the beginning, which was to just provide for that study to go forward.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Huber. Any other questions, comments?
I have one, Mr. Chair.
Senator Geisel.
So have you talked with New Vista or any of the residents who testified? Are they comfortable with this amendment?
We've talked to a number of folks, including New Vista and Chalista, that are working on this study, and they are comfortable with the amendment. I believe they may also be available on teleconference if you wanted to ask them, Senator, through the chair.
Thank you.
Are you interested in doing that?
I would be, but okay. I suspect they'll be. I don't know if they're planning to testify anyway.
Okay. Well, we can speak to them during public testimony. Okay. Okay. I suppose we ought to call the roll on amendment number one, unless there are any other comments or questions. Sir?
Senator Giza?
Yes.
Senator Egan?
Yes.
Senator Bishop?
Yes.
Chairman Shiki?
Yes.
4 yeas, 0 nays.
Okay. And at this time, now that we have a bill with an amendment, which I assume becomes a CS, we will now hear public testimony on the amended bill. And I do not yet have a list. Okay, to begin public testimony on CS Senate Bill 32, we'll begin with Max Angelin from the city of Quethluck. Max, can you hear me?
Oh, you hear me?
Max?
Hello?
Yes, it's you have 3 minutes and to testify. Thank you.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, my name is Max Angelin. I'm calling from Quethluck. We're like 20 miles east from Bethel. We have high electricity, gas, and fuel prices here currently. We are in support of Senate Bill 32, if passed. That would allow Lake Chicamac Hydroelectric Project to be considered for our region. I think, as I understand, Senate Bill 32 statute needs to be changed by the legislature so that the work on the project can occur next summer. In 2013, that is to change the Wilderness Park statute change in the Wet'suwet'en State Park area. Yeah. Support, we have been meeting with New Vista Light and Electric cooperative in the past. They have come into our community to talk about the proposed project. Currently in Quethluck, we're paying like 52 cents per kilowatt hour. We're paying $7.15 gallon for gas, and we're paying $6.91 for heating fuel for a gallon. So we're paying high prices. Amidst the oncoming future price increases, we are looking for other various heat energy alternatives. I think the Lake Tillamook Hydroelectric Project would be feasible. I'm supporting that project currently. The state legislature needs to change the wilderness park status so we could have a hydroelectric project in our region that would serve many villages that are similarly paying for high fuel costs and gas, including electricity. So, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Angela. And I want to point out that, of course, with the changes to the bill, the amendment we heard today, that this only authorizes a feasibility study for the development and operation of a site. But I want to thank you very much for your testimony. Any questions for any Mr. Anglin? Thank you, sir. Ms. Elaine Brown is here, but she's just here for questions unless you've chosen to speak from Navista Light and Electric. Ms. Brown?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee members. This is Elaine Brown with Navista. We totally support amendment that was brought before you so that we could continue with our feasibility studies over the next few years. And if there is any other questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Questions for Ms. Brown? No, thank you very much for standing by in case any come up during the testimony here.
Okay, thank you.
Next is Mr. George Guy from Navista Light and Power from Quetluck. Mr. Guy?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is George Guy. I'm the chairman of Navista Light and Electric Cooperative, Inc. And I'm the manager for Quetluck Incorporated. And I'd like to thank the committee members for, first of all, making the amendment number one to support Senate Bill 32. And living in rural Alaska, everything is high. Electricity, as Mr. Angelin indicated, costs 52 cents per kilowatt hour versus the state, like in Anchorage, Bow areas, you're paying only 9 cents per kilowatt hour. Heating oil is like $6.91 per gallon versus urban's prices of $3.03 per gallon. As well as for unleaded gas, we're paying $7.15 a gallon versus $3.90 a gallon in Bethel or in Anchorage. And the high cost of energy has impacted our people, and they have to choose between food or heating fuel, and majority of our people who are on fixed income rather purchase heating fuel to keep all the homes heated and to survive in our villages. And the rural areas are still living in the 19th century. Yet we're in the 21st century with all the infrastructures available to improve our living standards as residents, citizens of the United States of America. And we need to develop alternative energies to offset the high cost of diesel so we can hopefully live up to a par with the rest of the United States. It seems like we're always last in all infrastructure projects, that we were here first in the par excellence of needs to be justified by all residents of the state of Alaska. So I do thank you, Mr. Chairman, and the committee members for allowing me to testify in support of Senate Bill 32. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much for your testimony, Mr. Guy. Any questions? No? Okay. We'll move on to Andrew Guy, YK Delta. If you can please give your name and affiliation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Andrew Guy, President and CEO of Jalista Corporation, which is the regional corporation for the YK Delta. I'd like to talk in support of the Senate Bill 32. You know, unsurprisingly, transportation and energy are the big factors driving businesses out here, or the lack of establishment of businesses. So we need to look at any and all options that are or may be feasible for bringing down the cost of doing business out here. Energy is a big factor in that. Out here in the region, we look to establish our economy and the businesses for employment purposes. And what we've been finding is that establishing a viable business out here is very, very hard because we have to compete with urban businesses who do have the benefit of energy projects that have been paid for by the state. The businesses out here in rural Alaska do not benefit from the power cost equalization program. And in many cases, you know, we have communities who are very close together but cannot, and the businesses in those communities cannot take advantage of any economies of scale that is needed to become competitive, to establish more businesses, to establish more employment. So this is why I'm talking in support of House Bill 32. We need our businesses out here to become competitive so that the economy out here can be developed. So for the future of Alaska, you know, I ask that this Senate Bill 32 be pushed forward and supported. Thank you very much for giving me the time.
Thank you very much, Mr. Guy. Any questions? Thank you for your testimony. Next is Jacob Black, Napakia Council. You'll have to help me with the pronunciation there, but Mr. Black, you have 3 minutes to testify. If you can give us your name and affiliation, please.
Sure. My name is Jacob N. Black, and I'm calling from Napakiak, native village of Napakiak. I do support that Senate Bill 32, and like it says in the letter here, that if the Senate Bill 32 is passed, that they would go ahead with the project down this summer in 2014. Reason why I support that is that our cost of living here is pretty high, and really high. And the fuel cost here at our corp is $6.95 per gallon, and gas price is $6.99 per gallon, and that's really high for people that don't have anything to earn money and pay for the fuel they need to heat their house and pay for the gas for they need to travel or whatever they want to travel for locally here in Alaska. And I'm in support of Senate Bill 32. That's all I have to say.
Thank you very much, Mr. Black. Appreciate your testimony. Next is Julia Andrew. If you can please state your name and affiliation, you have 3 minutes.
Julia Andrew, I'm acting tribal administrator for Native Village of Nopakek, and I'm in support for this Bill 32. As Jacob stated, we have high prices here in the village, and I know people with certain amount of income, you know, that gets to them monthly is not enough for them to get fuel for the whole winter. A drum of stove oil here is 382 some cents, and I know a lot of people are having a hard time in the village this winter, and most of them are starting to rely on their wood stove. But on the other hand too, you know, they need money to get gas in order to have wood for their wood stove. And that's all I have to say.
Thank you very much, Ms. Andrew. Next is Willie Casaulli from New Vista Light and Power. Mr. Casaulli, I hope I said that correctly. If you're there, you have 3 minutes. If you can give your name and affiliation, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Willie Casaulli, and I'm currently the chairman for the Jalista Corporation, as well as serving on the board of directors for New Vista Light and Power Cooperative. I would like to thank the committee for accepting the amendment to proceed with the feasibility study of the Jacumnuk Lake for consideration as a hydro power source. As I need to reiterate the comments that were made earlier by other people that were testifying, that our people out here in the region have one of the most highest cost of energy dependence, both for fuel as well as the electricity. The other area that I wanted to speak in relation to the energy, related to energy, is the high cost of purchasing fuel to keep our schools operating. I know that this is a little bit off the subject, but we have to provide quality education to the future of Alaska, and through the schools, we're doing that. And I'm in full support of the Senate Bill 32 to proceed so that we can become contributing and more contributing members of the state of Alaska. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Casaulli. I'm probably not doing a very good job at the name here, but next on the list, and I believe members have written testimony from Ms. Lisa Galitzik. Lisa, you have 3 minutes.
My name is Lisa Lutzik, and I'm from the village of Liknigik. I live and work in Dillingham, and I'm representing myself. I'm here to give testimony in opposition to Senate Bill 32. Anyone who has ever traveled to the Wood-Tik-Tik State Park will immediately recognize that there is no place like it on Earth. I doubt that there are many areas on the planet that remain pristine and a remote wilderness. The park needs to remain protected from any sort of development, and attempting to allow development for a segregated population is just a bad idea. The astronomical projected project costs are not worth damaging a lake and river system that is home to rich salmon breeding grounds, trout, and other lake species of fish. This pristine jewel, the Wood-Tik-Tik State Park, would easily be ruined and devastated by any type of development. And I implore you to seek your consciousness and allow the park to remain protected from any type of incompatible development, such as a hydroelectric project. Thank you for hearing my testimony.
Thank you, Ms. Ilitzik. Appreciate your testimony. We have two individuals on the list that have previously testified. However, there is an amendment. So, Mr. Angstman, do you have comments specific to the amendment since your last testimony?
Yes, sir, Chairman. I have some brief comments. Thanks for allowing me to speak today regarding the amended Senate Bill 32. I'm calling in from the Anchorage Legislative Office here, again speaking on behalf of myself. This feasibility study last year was denied by the State Division of Parks and Outdoor Recreation for very specific reasons. And if you read the language of the denial letter, I'm not going to have to reread it for you. It's been submitted for your review. The activities described by NuVista, including seismic surveys, helicopter work, where helicopter work is supposedly banned in Woodtick-Tick State Park, motorboat operation on Jacumnik Lake, where supposedly motorboat operation has been banned on that specific lake. There's a reason that they denied it in the first place. And by writing a law that says, well, whatever they need to do, they can do just because, doesn't make sense to me, and it certainly doesn't make it right. And what I'm really concerned about is the validity that this amended bill would give to the entire project. And to close with, like I said, I'll make this brief. I think it's noteworthy that the people who are in support of this bill overall are coming from the side of the mountains where the water in Chicoutimi Lake does not run. It actually runs out towards Kaliganek, Ekwok, New Stuyahok, and down the Nushagak River. The people in support of this project come from the Kuskokwim, where none of the possible environmental impacts will ever take place. They will be getting all of the power and none of the risk. And I hope you consider that as you go forward in pondering this amended Senate Bill 32. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Angstman. We have the same situation with Mr. Grant Fairbanks. Mr. Fairbanks, do you have new testimony that's associated with the amendment?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can. We can.
Okay. This is Grant Fairbanks. I'm in Bethel, and this is comments concerning amended Senate Bill 32. I'm addressing some new information after reading the amendments to this bill. It's been 40 years since I received a degree in business and economics, but I'm still well-versed in economics. Since 1973, when I moved to Western Alaska, I have studied solar electricity and, in fact, have built one of the first total solar electric homes in a very remote area, the Kuskokwim River, and at a cost of less than $15,000. I'm certain that every village household in this region could have total solar electricity with grid-tied backup and have a cost equal to that of the proposed Susitna project per home cost. This system would have a per home cost of only 15% of the proposed Jacumnik Hydro project and not jeopardize the salmon habitat of the Woodtick-Tick system. A pilot solar or wind project in a few villages could be a good test for an electric co-op like NuVista. This type of energy for our villages would employ local people and provide great benefits for everyone and at a fraction of the cost of hydroelectricity. There is a reason our country is dismantling our hydroelectric dams on salmon rivers. Why does Alaska have some of the few remaining salmon runs in the United States? Chicoutimi might not have salmon going up the Allen River, but hydroelectric dams cause many problems for downstream salmon habitat. The Shaakaak Tule, the Nuyukuk, and the Tikchik Lakes that this river drains into as major salmon spawning areas, and this proposed dam and hydro could have a very negative effect on their habitat. Is this a gamble that Alaska should take, given that most of the western states that had salmon have lost them due to poor planning by developments such as this? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Fairbanks. Appreciate your testimony. Next is Mr. Michael Hoffman. Mr. Hoffman.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Chair. Do you, can you copy me?
I copy. If you can please state your name and affiliation, you have 3 minutes.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Mike Hoffman. I'll be representing myself here. And good afternoon. My name is, like I said, Michael Hoffman from Bethel, Alaska. I'm born and raised in the Kuskokwim region, and for over 40 years, I've flown in this region. My father, my grandfather before me flew for over 40 years in the same region before me. And there, so I can say there's not many people alive today that have spent more time than me or them up in an area where you proposed the development of the Chicoutimi Hydro Project. I do not, and I stress, I do not support Senate Bill 32. The Chicoutimi region is one of the last true wilderness areas in the state of Alaska. To even think about putting a dam up when most of the states in the lower 48 are tearing them down doesn't make any sense. And to believe that if this dam is built, it would provide much needed energy to a region the size of the state of Oregon is unsupported, misguided. We're talking about a project that would supply energy to about 14 towns at a cost that the state could not afford, maintain, and would only last about 20 years, and then what? I do not understand how this justifies destroying an area established as a park for enjoyment of generations to come. The environmental impact will be devastating, not only to the depth and the temperature of the water, for which have a negative effect on the sockeye salmon spawning on down below, but also the moose and caribou that people in the area rely on for subsistence. I believe there's other alternative ways to spend our state money to reduce energy costs in rural Alaska, like solar and wind. I would like to ask all of you, if you've ever flown out to the Woodtichick Park to see where this construction is planned. If not, before you cast your vote, I personally invite you to fly with me to give you a true picture of this pristine wilderness that will be lost forever with this project. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony, Mr. Hoffman. Last that I have on the list, unless there are others coming in, is Mr. Robert Beans, Board Calista Corp. If you can please identify yourself and your position with Calista, please. Mr. Beans?
Hello?
Yes. We
can. Oh, can you hear me now?
We can. Thank you. If you can please identify.
I heard somebody said mute me, so. at any rate, my name, like I said, my name is Robert Beans. I was born and raised in this region. My testimony is going to be in support of Senate Bill 32 from the standpoint I just lost my train of thought. Okay, somebody muted me.
Well, Mr. Beans, you have time to start over. We're not in a big hurry here.
from the standpoint of quality of life, out in this region, as you heard many people talk about the high cost and other stuff like that, but I put in 8 years as law enforcement in this region, and what I saw in those 8 years was people without hope, and it seems like it gets more without hope every time somebody says, no, you can't do this, no, you can't do that. Well, offer them solutions. Here's one solution. It's not the solution, granted, but it's a solution. I know the high cost of living out in rural Alaska. There are other projects, yes. Solar, yes, maybe. Wind, many people say, oh, wind is free. Wind is not free. Wind costs to put in a wind generation system typically costs you upwards of $10,000 to $15,000 per kilowatt hour just to get the equipment in. And it'll take you 30, 40 years to recoup that cost. Now, who in the state of Alaska, particularly in rural Alaska, which village, which corporation has that resources to pay up front that 10 to 15 thousand dollars per kilowatt hour? None. What we have here, I see, is a sparkle of hope. Yes, it's not the best one, but it gives these people hope. Hope for a quality of life. Hope so that our young men and women, particularly our young men, don't take their own lives because they're hopeless. I had a son that took his life a couple of months ago because he's hopeless. We don't need any more young people taking their lives. What we need is give these people some hope and give these people some a stab at the quality of life that the rest of Alaskans have. It may not be perfect, like I said, but you know there's ways to fix it. I just stand in support of going forward with Senate Bill 32. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Beans. Mr. Beans, what's your position with the board?
I'm a board of the directors. I'm just a board member.
Okay. Thank you very much for your testimony, Mr. Beans.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Next on the list is Cody Larson from Dillingham. Cody, if you can identify yourself and your affiliation, you have 3 minutes.
Hello, Mr. Chairman. My name is Cody Larson, as you said, and I'm here representing myself. I live in Dillingham, Alaska. I don't want to talk about energy costs today, and I don't want to talk about the fisheries or anything related to that, but I do want to talk about the pride I have in our state and its history, and that we need to honor those who we've elected in our state's history and those who had the foresight to create a solid management plan who made the rules for the park. So with that management plan, we can't consider allowing a feasibility study, so I'm opposed not only to Senate Bill 32, but I'm equally opposed to Amendment Number 1, as was denied by the Division of Parks and Recreation originally. So I don't think we can consider allowing a feasibility study or any type of groundwork. The reason we have areas of wilderness that are pristine is, like I said, because of those with the foresight. On top of that, the rural communities that we're living in and that we're hearing testimony from are split on this topic, and the last thing that we need is a greater divide between our rural communities. If we want to come up with real solutions, we're going to have to come up with them together, because we all have energy concerns, and it's not something that we're going to be able to, you know, be divided on. So because of my support of the history of our state, I have to be opposed to the Senate bill as well as the amendment. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your testimony, Mr. Larson. Last on the current list I have is Bing Sanamore from Bethel. Bing, can you please state your name and affiliation for the record?
Thank you so much. This is Bing Sanamore. I'm speaking for myself. I'm a member of the community of Bethel, born and raised here. My family, for generations, practice subsistence way of life up and down the Kuskokwim River and part of the Yukon River. I'm opposed to this House Bill 32 because of the drastic change that the action would take to destroy my subsistence way of life that I've depended on my entire life and those of my children and my grandchildren to come. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm just corrected that it's Senate Bill. So please note that correction. Thank you. I would rather keep eating of nature's bounty that I have enjoyed my lifetime here and my family's members ahead of me and my family members to come, than to have a project put in that would destroy the food source that Native people and, I should just say, residents of the area and region have come to depend on for their, as their food source. So I'm not for this project, and as a Calista Corporation shareholder, I'm not for this project at all. Even hearing my leaders before me state that they are for it. Thank you so much for your time and listening. Please consider throwing this out. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony, Ms. Santamore. I don't have anyone else on the list. I don't know if there's anyone in the room that would like to testify. Seeing no one, I'm going to close public testimony. And before I ask the wishes of the committee, I have a couple of questions. And it'll give other committee members a chance to ask them as well. But Mr. Ellis, are you on the line?
Yes, I am, Mr. Chairman.
A quick question for, and I have not seen the reasons for the denial originally. Could you explain why the original study was denied?
Mr. Chairman, my name is Ben Ellis. I'm the director of Alaska State Parks and Outdoor Recreation. Thank you for the opportunity to comment today. The Wood-Tikchik State Park is a legislative designated area. The legislature sets out the parameters for what can and cannot happen within Wood-Tikchik. As has been noted, Chicoutimi Lake is not listed with Grant and Elva at the present time, so that development and operations of a hydroelectric site would be incompatible under the present legislation for Chicoutimi. So the part of the permits that dealt with development of a hydroelectric project, such as seismic and so forth, were denied, where other permits which dealt with informational gathering of a general nature, animal movements, stream gauges and flows, fish migration, those types of studies were permitted.
Okay, thank you very much. And just another question, they talked about some of the other issues like motors and things. Is it possible to do the studies without the higher impact activity?
Mr. Chairman, it's my understanding from talking to NuVista that they no longer are seeking to use a motorized craft on Chicoutimi Lake. Concerning any of the other types of activities, I don't know.
Okay. Well, I think the motorized was a concern we heard during the discussion. Any other questions? Yes, Senator.
Mr. Chairman, I have one question for Ben. Ben, I heard one person testify, and I could be misspoken, but I'll ask you, are helicopters prohibited in the park?
Senator, through the chair, they can be permitted under a special use permit. The direction and the flight pattern has to be approved through the director's office.
Thank you.
Other questions? Okay. With that, what is the wish of the committee?
Mr. Chair, I have a motion to make, but before I do, I know that I would be expressing the feelings of the entire committee when I speak to Mr. Robert Beans, who testified before us and shared that he had lost his son a few months ago. And it's a very grievous situation. So our condolences to you, Mr. Beans. With that, Mr. Chair, I move the committee substitute for Senate Bill 32, version 28-LS311/alpha-2 from this committee to the next committee of referral with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Thank you. Is there any objection to moving CS Senate Bill 32? With no objection, hearing no objection, CS Senate Bill 32 CRA is passed from committee with individual recommendations and the attached fiscal note from DNR. I'm kind of new to this. I'm just making sure I get the process correct. Yes. And before, you know, these are all difficult decisions. The reality of it is there's not a source of energy that doesn't have a benefit and some impacts. And I struggled with the bill originally. With the amendment, it allows a feasibility study to determine if further discussions even warranted. And if the studies are favorable, it begins that entire process of proceeding cautiously and responsibly through permitting and first, we'd have to start with a compatibility amendment back before this body. So essentially all this is allowing is a compatibility or a feasibility study. Things in life change. I think this is a low impact exercise to determine if this project could be a reality or not. And every renewable energy project is going to have those impacts. So thank you. With that, if committee members can sign the report before we leave. We will not be having another meeting this week, and the meeting is adjourned at 16:21. Thank you.